Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Hello everyone. The following was written by Robert Bruce and can be found on his website www.astraldynamics.com. Thank you, Robert, for your permission to use this fascinating article. Astral rest and recovery areas. I have visited astral rest and recovery places many times. The hospital-like scenario and atmosphere is always similar, but each room I visit is quite different. These rooms seem to reflect the life conditions surrounding patients at the time of their passing. I do not really think there is an actual hospital floating around somewhere in the astral per se, staffed by beings intent on nursing sick and tired spirits back to good health, although this is a beautiful thought. I believe this scenario is created by my own mind as it interprets the energies broadcast from these areas in the only way it can. This perception interpretation is done according to my mind's own learned mental associations, as well as by those set in me by the collective consciousness of mankind. As this is a healing, resting and recovery area for the recently departed, my mind interprets this as a hospital-type scenario staffed by caring doctors and nurses. The doctors and nurses that staff and run these astral hospitals do not appear to be real spirit beings, although I could be wrong here. So far, I have not been able to strike up anything resembling a meaningful conversation with any of them. They seem to be very two-dimensional in nature. This is why I suspect they may not be exactly who they appear to be. On the other hand, many of the people or spirits I have met there seem to be quite real. All are visiting or waiting for a patient in the hospital. Many spirit visitors will respond and converse in a reasonably normal fashion. Spirits I have spoken with in this situation do not seem to be aware of the length of time that has elapsed since they passed over, or of many details concerning their afterlife since that time. Memories of their earthly life also seem vague, much like how a half-forgotten dream is remembered by a living person. Many spirits only seem to be aware of their present reality, that of being in only the hospital scenario for an indeterminate length of time. Some spirits, however, do have vague memories of their earthly life and of coming from other dimensional areas, but have so far given me only very sketchy details. Often they will speak of a warm, brightly lit, interesting place where they have many friends and loved ones, but with little more detail than this. The most common response I get from asking spirits what it's like where they come from is, "It's really lovely there and everyone is so nice. I don't understand this, I'm very sorry. I know it well and can picture it in my head, but I just can't describe it to you." The surreal and dreamlike quality of memory exhibited by those I have encountered in these astral hospital areas may be caused by their being too far away from their natural base level of consciousness at the time. Keep in mind here that the natural or base level of any spirit is, logically, in one of the spirit worlds and no longer in the physical dimension, and astral R&R hospital-like areas may be somewhere in between. It seems that any shift away from the natural base level of consciousness, either for a spirit being or a human being, causes them to have a surreal experience and memory translation problems. This type of translation problem also accounts, I believe, for the many difficulties and vagaries common to spirit communications and channeling in general. Robert, in an act of generosity, has reduced the price of the Spiritual Family membership to about $20 a month. For more information, go to astralbob.com/blog. Scroll down the page and check out Robert's psychic series. And of course, don't forget to sign up for your free advice on astral and spiritual matters. As always, I'm flying high at www.astralwings.com. Come over and say hello. Thanks for listening.